All right, good evening and welcome to those people who are participating with this call through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for broadcasting worldwide live. And we have the phone lines open, and every time you hear a ding, it is somebody else who joins in. So I welcome those who just came in here lately, and if you want, please say your name and location.
This is Frances from Concord, California.
Hello, Frances. Welcome to the call.
Thank you for being here. This is Judy. I'm in Sedona, but I'm from Maryland. I'm with the Opal Tour.
All right. Oh, you are. Great. My Maryland, I've been there. Great. Thank you for being here, Judy.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Right.
Good evening.
Hi,
it's Sharon from
Chicago.
Somebody else from Chicago. Who is that?
Sherry from Chicago. Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you
for being here, Sri. Ding, ding, ding. Many people joining in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
You.
All right.
Steve from Flagstaff.
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for being here. And welcome to the next caller. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. To the call.
Thank you.
Nancy in Michigan here, too.
Good evening, Nancy. Thank you for being here.
Carla in Okotoks.
Hello, Carla. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
All right. All right, and so here we are. We have probably more people who join in through BBS Radio. Thank you so much for participating with this call. We are still waiting for the man of the hour, Wynn, and the lady of the hour, Terry Brown. They will be here shortly.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Oh, hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Good.
Right. I didn't see you come in. Thank you for being here, Terry.
You're welcome. Wynn should be here any minute.
All right.
How do you know?
Do I hear Carla?
Hey, hi, this is Carla.
Hello, Carla.
Hey, Carla.
And good evening, Wynn.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody. I love you all.
All right. Love to you, Carla.
Love you, too. Oh, God bless you.
I hope our vagabonds show up. Let's see.
You know who's here is Judy from the tour.
Oh,
yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Hi, man.
Hi, Judy. Good.
Oh, wow. This is getting louder. We've got the One People show going on around the same time here. We've got it on speakerphone, so we're going to have to move away so we can actually hear what's going on with you guys. Nice to be here, though. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. This is going to be fun.
Good.
All right. It's 6:01. I want to ask those who just came in, you still have a chance. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, Wynn. It's Derek in Phoenix.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Susan in Delaware.
Good evening, Susan.
Gail in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Gail. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Joel in Chicago.
Good evening, Joel.
Good evening, sir. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So next I'm going to turn on things.
I think we're ready to get started. Are you guys ready?
Hi, you're in California.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, hi. What's up, man?
All right.
Are we on BBS?
We are on BBS. Yes. And
okay.
We turned off the entry and exit signs. So it's a matter of getting the recording going and get on the road.
This conference is being recorded.
We are recording. It is November 4th, 2013. And we are right in the middle of Scorpio. I always remember November 4th, because it's the exact date opposite my birthday, which was in Taurus. And there's always a certain energy that happens for me on that date. That I won't tell you what it is, but
well, there's almost no moon, so
there's no moon.
Time to plant things to be planted in the dark of the moon.
Mm-hmm. And wait, hang on a second here. You know, I announced our call tonight. I sent an email out just before the call, and as you, some of you know, Jerry and I were at a expo, a show this weekend in the Sedona area called Ascension Rising, with different speakers about all kinds of things about some of the things we talk about. Some of the things we talk about. Wait a second. I got to mute people. We're muted? Okay.
You forgot the date.
Well, what she did is by accident she gave the wrong number to at least Judy.
I gave the wrong number to Judy?
You gave her the host code.
Oh, I wanted her to have the host call
okay.
number. Okay? Because she's
did
she's
you say
a
the date to the call?
Wait a second. Who's
let me go over and you continue, please.
No, did you set a date for the call today?
It's November 4th, 2013. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I did say that.
Okay.
I did say it. I said it was opposite my birthday.
Right?
Okay.
When you hear how fast time is going. How could it be November
right.
already?
When
mm-hmm. did you know that my husband is a Taurus?
No, I didn't. When is his birthday?
Well, his birthday is May the 10th.
So we're 6 days apart, okay?
Mm.
He's not as stubborn as I am, is he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, yeah.
He is?
Oh, you are two bulls, and I have seen you crashing into each other many times before. I'm waiting for the day that you both start pawing the ground and snorting.
I'm not. Well, just keep in mind, I have four planets in Gemini. Okay.
Well, that's good.
And you know what that means, Carla?
Well, I guess that means that your front feet don't know what your back feet are doing.
It means I'm very hard to pin down. Okay. that's the one. I don't know if that's a good aspect. The good aspect of Gemini is that they're very spontaneous, they're quick thinkers, and the bad aspect is they can change their mind, they hate commitments. That's probably why I send the notice out for my calls like a half hour before the call, because then it doesn't feel like I'm making a commitment. Sometimes I send the notice out, my energy is committed. Of course, I'm committed because I show up. Who is that in the background?
I'm going to mute myself.
Is that you?
Yeah.
So at this show this weekend, I met a couple of people that I thought were doing something very cool. They have a internet radio network, which is called 5D.
Media.
5D Media Network.
Right.
And obviously, if they're using the word 5D, they understand dimensions. And are you centered out of Australia?
There is no center. The center is our world, and we have people all over the world that participate. We have seven shows, one each night of the week. There are kind of two premiere shows on Monday and Tuesday night. One of them is taking place right now. It's called The One People, and the next one is The Collective Imagination. And then my show, which is on Wednesday, is called Enjoy the Show. There are several others. One is called The Remembering. The other one is called The Spiral Journey. And another one is called The Transitioning. So it's all about the evolution of the species and what's going on with everything right now, and so much more. It's very in depth, and we've got people from all over the world, and we've gathered together now in a caravan of really old motorhomes, hopefully that will get us across the country to gather the people, the one people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I came to their caravan this morning. Bob Wright, who maybe will come on here later on the call, came up to our booth and said, why don't you come out and meet everybody? And so they were at a RV park, I guess about 15 miles from Sedona. So this morning I went out and met them. And I think there were, how many people of your group in that caravan?
I think we've got over 30 right now.
30 people.
We met in California, and there were over 100 and, I don't know, between 100 and 150 that gathered there. We have listeners all over the world, and you know, thousands and thousands all over the United States, and they've mm-hmm. been calling. They're calling to us, and we're coming to them, and we're gathering to spiral the energy together and to, you know, help this new paradigm come forward through the love that we all are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I want to introduce you to the other people that are on the call tonight, so that you know, because they may
Thank
ask
you.
A question. And first of all, we have Heise, and Heise is a guy that just kept showing up when I was late, and being a Gemini, and he would be greeting people, and this was going on for a few years, and so he is the guy that was saying hello to everybody, and he is an angel, and he's good-natured, and he helps set, this call is being broadcast on the internet, but it started out just as a conference call. And so we are still holding it as a conference call, but the conference call is being broadcast. So we have people all over the world listening. But at the same time, we have a group of people that all like to say hello to each other and have become kind of a community. They've gotten to know each other by coming in early before the call starts. And then I told you a bit of my story. And this morning, and
yes.
Terry, who is the person that channels the Ra group, not the Ra group, the Elohim, is on the
mm-hmm.
call. And
oh, hi,
sometimes...
Hi, Hive. How do you spell Hive?
Hi, Judy. This is spelled as G-I-J-S.
Okay, Jive. Okay, whatever.
don't say Jive. That's Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
The Dutch people have a way of using ways to spell their names that kind of
right.
baffles people. Because
yeah, the J's are H's and the G's are H's too.
they try to confuse people, right? So
Vincent was a Dutch person, and he would never sign his last name to his painting. Because he knew they would say Vincent van Gogh, and it's pronounced Vincent van Gogh, and nobody would ever say that. So he always signed it Vincent. And people,
yes.
It was an affectation, but it wasn't. It was just because he knew that at least that part would be pronounced properly.
That's too cool. Well, I want to let you know all, too, that I have with me right here, there's a whole group of people meeting around the fire right now, but I have sitting with me Darius, who is the nephew of Bob
Wright.
I can't believe I didn't even think of his license. That's so funny. But Darius is also an angel and just a brilliant young man, and I thought I would bring him along with me since I think that the show that's going on that has Bob and Lisa and Brian on it will go throughout the full hour. So hopefully Darius and I will be able to fill in for everybody well enough. We're hoping so.
Well, I am sure you will. That's wonderful. But let me tell you who Carla is. Carla was the one that was just telling you about Vincent van Gogh.
Yes.
Vincent van Gogh. And because Carla is a legend in certain areas. And there's a good chance you're using the word 5D because Carla started talking about dimensions in 1981. And if you go look her up, what happened to her was she was in a channeling experiment with a guy from a university that they had a partnership association, and in one of their sessions, a voice came through her that said, "I am Ra. You have called us. Your questions, we've chosen you." I don't remember what they said, but they particularly were looking for someone that was pure enough intent, high enough intent, for 200 years before they came through. And if you recall when I was talking to you today, I think I said this.
Absolutely.
That there were two group souls, one that was made up of graduates of this realm, and the other was made up of souls, the Elohim souls that never came into this realm. Well, the Ra group, who came through Carla, said they were the group of graduates. And if you go look on Amazon and look up the Ra material.
Oh, I've read the Ra materials.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
you'll find our group is very, very, very highly or deeply embedded in the understanding of so much of what's going on. We've all, on our own, been incredible researchers, studiers of so many different materials. Yes. So I and most of the people in this group are very aware of the Ra materials.
Well, Carla's the lady who did it, okay?
How cool is that?
And I told her to come on because
you know, it's interesting
that
you say that, too, because we've had conversations in the last couple of days about the Ra materials, the book.
Uh-huh. So, I know we talked about me being on your show, and Carla would be another excellent guest. And
I thought
it would be great to have her on because it kind of starts the affinity vibes going. You know, without Carla, there probably would not have been a David Wilcock. There would not have been a me doing what I'm doing. And she has inspired, I don't know, tens of thousands of people. She gives away her books.
My heart goes out to all the wanderers. And I want so much to just let all of them know that they're not alone and let them all know that there are so many more around the world that are just as bewildered as they are by the fact that since they don't come from here, they come from elsewhere, that they don't really recognize this place and that they know that there's a better way to live and they're looking for it here. And unless they sort of move out of the box and start creating their own way of living, then they have almost no hope of finding that comfort that comes from knowing, no, I'm not crazy. I'm not isolated. There are people to talk to. You know, and you're trying to gather them together, and we in our own humble way are doing the same thing.
Yes, Carla, that's exactly what's going on here. It's what you just said is what I've heard from so many people, and that's exactly what we're doing. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because so many people feel so isolated. They listen to the shows. They feel comfort, you know, just through that. But now that we're coming from all over this globe, people have come from all over this globe to do this tour, and we're bringing people together who are feeling that way, and we're gathering and we're joining our energies. We've all stepped outside of the box. Many of us have left completely 3D. I mean, as far as, you know, leaving the system is the problem. And this is a flow now, and this is a beautiful, beautiful flow and a gathering of the souls and the spirits, and multidimensional work is being done here. And I thank you so much for the work that you've done.
Well, ditto. I mean, I think that we all are doing the same work, and that we all need to get together and do it together, because we all have the same thing in mind.
Exactly.
To be of comfort to our people. And
it's interesting because
let them know that they are loved. That they are loved, you know, to our toes, to the bottom of our heart, and that they can trust us to love them. They can trust that they are lovable and worthwhile and useful, and that they have a mission here. And that mission begins with just breathing in and breathing out and holding that space of love and light that we came into this boot camp of a place to do, so that we could help the dawning of the new age happen without losing most of the planet. And I think that in the last 40 years, people have awakened tremendously, and a lot more people are sure of love and sure that the ways of love are the right ways than there used to be. And that means they're going to graduate. And they will find such a wonderful, exciting life ahead as they move through the steps of graduation and come into, you know, as the Ra group puts it, enter through the gates of infinity, intelligent infinity, and move into, if you wanted to use computer terms, a huge menu of ways to serve that we didn't used to have here, and a huge number of ways to learn that we didn't used to have here. And the reason is because the light can hold so much more information. It's so much brighter. It's so much clearer. You know, it's just a wonderful feeling of assurance and peace
I'm not trying to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Eric. I'm Bob's nephew. I just wanted to reaffirm that you were talking about the light. The best time to look at the stars. The best time to look at the stars is in the dark. Why? Because it's easier for you to see the light. And since people have been living in a world, a 3D world of, you know, ego and darkness, people were able to see the light a lot more faster. And they're able to see the contrast, because in the contrast is where you grow, because everything is one on this planet. There's no such thing as darkness or evil. It's just yourself. And you came down here to forget who you are, to experience what you're not. And that's the only way you could truly know who you are. So when you experience things, the contrast, the darkness in this light, it's just to remind you who you really are. And
it's so that you can make that choice for love by faith alone, which is the only way that it really sticks with you.
Go ahead.
Finish your thought, Bob. I was just going to have you and Judy talk a little bit about yourself and about the 5D network and how it got started and how you got involved. Finish the thought that you started on.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go on about the tour, and that I could agree that everybody came to a point in their life where they realized that everything in the reality was just a reflection of themselves. That whatever they felt inside, what was just a reflection of their outer world. And what began to happen is people started to realize that they are creating the reality day by day, second by second. And they started to realize that if we are creating our reality, and if we are one, if we came together, what could we do? And that's the questions that we started to ask. What can we do when we all come together and do this collectively? And there's a thing that Brian Kelly says, we are the ones that we have been waiting for, and we're done waiting. And that's exactly it. We are the ones we have been waiting for. And if we choose to wait anymore, then it's just going to be up to the next generation to do this work. And we all came to a point where we realized that, and that we are the ones we've been waiting for. And we are literally creating our reality second by second, collectively, not by ourselves, collectively. And we have so far, like, 7 RVs, something like that.
And several vehicles.
There's seven vehicles, and we're creating it by being collectively creating it. And
mm-hmm.
everybody realizes it, and everybody's coming into oneness again. And there's no judgment here. I mean, my third day here, I always said there's a difference between knowing what coffee tastes like, someone explaining to you what coffee tastes like, and actually tasting it for yourself. When you truly taste the power of love, it literally alters your cells in your body and changes you. And there's no way that you could go back to the old world unless you really wanted to, but I don't see why you would want to, you know?
I don't think you can even go back. There's no way. Once you're out of the box, that's it. you can't go back.
Yeah, we completely stop worrying about the how, because we realize that how we feel inside is we're creating our reality. How we feel inside is creating everything around us. And when we started worrying about the how and, you know, how is this going to happen, we stopped worrying about that. And then we started worrying about, okay, we stopped worrying about totally everything. And we started to realize that everything is here that we've been looking for. And we stopped saying, how can we do this, or worrying about how things are going to work. And when we stopped that, we looked around and we're like, everything is already placed in front of us. And if you are truly doing something in the truth and your true intent out of love, the universe is going to support you and guide you through whatever it is that is in the truth. Because if this is what the universe wants, the earth already shifted. The earth is already in the 5D, you know. And the earth gave birth to a new kind of consciousness. And this is what the universe wants. This is what the consciousness wants, the source wants. And we are being supported by the universe because we're standing in absolute truth and absolute love. We're not going back into the ego. We're stepping out of the old world and walking into a new. And we honestly don't know what it's going to look like because we're building the bridge as long as we go. We're building it as we go.
But we know it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been on the radio doing 5D Media Network?
Lisa had her own show for a long time, for about 4 or 5 years. But 5D Media Network, gosh, I don't even know when it started, but the major part of this whole... Okay, go ahead. The major part of this whole movement started at the end of December, and the 5D Media Network has grown tremendously. I stepped in by making a phone call because our shows are on Blog Talk Radio, so we have chat lines at the bottom, and we have people calling in to the show, and it has really created a community, like what you guys are doing right there. It's very, very similar. We have, you know, a whole list of people who are calling in and people who are chatting at the bottom. So it has created this beautiful, beautiful community. And one thing leads to another, and new shows have been created. Mine is In Joy, and it's about, you know, it's about enjoying life. It's being in joy through this shift. Everything is possible. Anything is possible. Why not be in joy? Yeah, and I've been doing that since June, and we've got thousands and thousands of listeners across the United States, and they've been listening to our shows, and we were talking about maybe going out, and they're like, oh, yes, please do, we want to join you, and so we started this tour about a week and a half ago, starting up in California at one of the people, because we're the one people. There are no listeners and hosts as far as we're concerned. We are all equal, and we're driving this together. We're creating and unfolding what's in front of us together, and through the understanding that, you know, love can create anything. And when you put the intention through the emotion of what you want to feel, then universe will unfold in front of you even way better than you could possibly imagine it to be. Yeah, so that's what we're all doing. And so people are coming together. The synchronicities are crazy. Literally, there is no planning going on hardly at all anymore. Most of what goes on is one synchronicity after another. It just unfolds everything in front of us. And it's just really, it's been so beautiful. It's so continuous and so constant. So right here, right now, that it kind of is mind-blowing.
That is awesome. And you're, you're, in, You're in Cottonwood right now. Now, do you have a tour planned, or you're just making it up as you go from when you go to one city to another?
We have a couple of spots planned. We've had the Hopi elders call us in. Some of the grandmothers have called us in. They've been told and have been doing their time traveling and seeing what's going on. And so they've been calling us in. So we're going to be in Texas in about a week, week and a half. You know, we were here in Sedona because we had some people doing a conference. And we've met some incredible people all along the way. And we might stop in a few places in New Mexico. We're kind of putting it out. We've got a map on our Opal page, which is One People Absent Limits. That's what Opal stands for, One People Absent Limits. So we have a map, and people pin the map where they are, and we'll eventually, hopefully, make our way all around the United States. But we're also, there's a group going to Norway in a couple of weeks. There's another group that will be going down to Australia. We've got people here from New Zealand and Australia and the UK and all over the United States.
Are your listeners kind of meeting you in all these different areas? Like,
They're here. They're here right now.
Did they move in with you? Are they staying on your campground?
They're like caravanning with us, and we're sharing food every day. We're sharing food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're working together. It's like if there's a need, the need is met. It's just incredible.
I think you're setting a phenomenal example energetically of how people can come together under the higher principles, what you could call it the law of one, but, you know, actually doing it. I know how when you do that, synchronicities happen. Because I didn't do it in a group, but I used to hitchhike. And I know when you let go of your grounding, that it opens yourself up to universe things coming in.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's really exciting. You know, I wanted to say that, 7:30, we got 25 more minutes. I wanted to mention that if anyone that's listening, how are you guys funding yourself? Through donations?
Through donations. And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves without absolutely no money, and you know how expensive it is to get a motorhome going. But somehow, some way, things come together always because we know they can. So, you know, it's just putting that intention out there, being the love that we are. Everything is, you know, created and is love, and we know that. And as we come together, we feel that so purely. And so it just kind of unfolds in front of us. You know, we're still putting the word out there and having people hopefully, you know, give a donation of physical cash. But we're also about kind of taking away that whole system and creating, you know, the truth of who we truly are, which is we are the value. We don't need physical currency. We are the physical currency. And that's a big portion of what we're creating here as well, and it's happening.
Do you have a way for people to donate to you online?
Yes, actually, if you go to the Opal Tour or 5D Media Network, if you type in 5D Media Network, and then there's a link on there that says the Opal Tour, and you click on there, and there's a donate button on that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so people can find out where you're going to show up. If any of our listeners want to go meet you, you're going to be keeping here,
and they can get in touch with us, and we'll meet them. You know, or they can come to wherever we are. You know, yeah. So this is a gathering of all the people, not just our 5D Media Network. That is just it's just the beginning. We are all one people, every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're calling in the tribe. This is the tribe, the one tribe. We're calling in the tribe.
What do you think, Carla?
Could you repeat the website?
Sure. It's five, and it's a number, 5D Media Network.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And then look for if they click on the Opal Tour,
And if anyone can't figure it out, if you make a donation to us in the next 24 hours, we'll just forward it to them. Donations.intelligent-infinity.com. So this is like an example. You know, this is like something that's, you know, fairly small right now, but it's an example of a year from now. Could be huge. It could be hundreds of thousands of people helping each other. Because, you know, when people, what I see, we do a lot of stuff on the internet and on the phone lines, and it's wonderful when people get a chance to meet each other, because they suddenly make friends that have a higher intent than their old friends.
We're family. We're like a traveling intentional community.
right.
Yeah, and we have lots of people all over the world who are creating intentional communities, and we're going to be able to connect all of those, so that if somebody feels like they want to just travel, they go from one intentional community to another, you know, sharing their gifts and sharing the love that they are, and expanding the all by meeting the you in me and the me in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. How exciting.
It really is. It's beautiful, I'm telling you. So many tears, so much joy. And it's so funny because, you know, the wonderful thing about this whole thing is that, you know, you've got these religions out there and they're all in their little boxes. And this is a spirituality, but it comes through absolutely no system. It is a natural evolvement of the human species. And we're all being prompted to evolve right now and come together. This is the most natural thing I've ever seen. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you guys meet? I think it's always interesting how people meet each other, the specifics, because it kind of is a grounding thing. How did it, you know, Lisa started doing it, and how did it, people start meeting each other to make it grow?
All on the radio show. Pretty much everybody started listening, because Lisa's had a following for a long time. I listened to her from 4 years ago. And when she brought Heather Tucci on, who's been doing some high energetic work with kind of taking the system down through the system, but highly energetic, people started really kind of coming on board and going, oh my God, there's something to this. This is really big. It was just an energetic connection that said, I recognize this. I know this. This has happened before and I know this. And we started gathering on the radio shows, listening to the shows, and then there became more shows. And it's a family of people who gather Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, sometimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night as well, and talk to each other on the line. And, you know, and we know each other. We love each other. We are family. And when we get together, we know each other. It's like, you know, somebody that I've been talking to or calls into my show or whatever, or calls into any of the others because I listen to them all, you know those people. And then all of a sudden you get to meet them in physical, and the connection is even stronger, and the love just resonates throughout. It just spirals and spirals and spirals, and magic happens. Are you there? Did I lose you?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. I said,
oh, okay.
I said I was muted. I said, Terry, are you ready to go on the road?
I'm telling you.
well, the good news about spirit is we can be on the road with you and still be home.
Yes.
It's like the energies, what we've learned. You know, we do this Sunday morning. We do our grid healing. And I hope you guys will come join us on a Sunday morning, and I'll introduce you to everybody. It's one of our most popular calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we actually bring in the energies of these higher sources. We bring them in a way that many people can feel them, and then we've learned that we can actually send those energies out to the planet. I know you do a show where you do that, and that little miracles happen for people.
But the beautiful thing is, look, we're not the only ones doing that. There are other people who are doing what we're doing as well, which is, you know, and this is the gathering. I mean, the fact that we met the way we did today, mm-hmm. you know, the other day. This is the gathering. This is the gathering of the tribe. There are so many mm-hmm. more of us out there. We've just been segmented, mm-hmm. and this is the gathering, and there will be many, many yes. more. We just had another group of people who were in while we were doing our morning circle who are also doing an involvement thing. They've just written a book, and they came tonight to join us. They are also us, you know, in the recognition mm-hmm. of we didn't know about mm-hmm. each other either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they happened to be in the same campground.
Right. They happened to be in the same campground.
Yeah.
You met at the campground.
Well, they were in the media room where you were today, while we mm-hmm. were having our round circle coming together and talking about what was going on and our intentions and, you know, what was kind of coming into focus and that kind of thing. And they were sitting in the background with their jaws dropped open going, I can't believe this. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. The media room was actually the pool lounge, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, yes, it is.
you've taken it yeah. over. You know, they're staying at a campground, an RV park. It's called Thousand Trails. And it's got loads and loads of people with RVs in it. And, I mean, I was asking about it because they said you can get a membership for $500 a year and stay, for free at all their campgrounds. Is that right?
Mm. I don't know that. That's just not something that I've been a part of, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, what? You just started a week and a half ago, right?
Yeah, we got here on Wednesday, but mm-hmm. we started up Tehachapi, California, and had a huge mm-hmm. gathering there. And it was absolutely stunning and beautiful, incredible. So much mm-hmm. love. So much love. In fact, the people that, you know, that held it for us, the wife, the husband was fully into this, but the wife was not. But she was kind of like, and she's very reserved. By the time we left, she was fully open, so upset that we were all leaving, and they're trying to figure out a way to join us on the tour as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you hope to get all the way to the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
The journey?
We're hoping. We're hoping for more than that, actually. We're putting the intention out there. We're going to have a few of the people doing tours in other countries as well, but I know that we're going to go down from Texas through the South into California. We have a lot of listeners in California. Florida. And then we have a nice big group in the Carolinas. And we've already had meetings on our own. There were, without the tour, we started out by doing meetups where people would gather from several states to come together and meet up together. And we understood then what happens with the energies when you meet in physical. There becomes we are all our own vortex of energy, but when you come together with this understanding and this openness and who we are, and it's like meeting each other, and a vortex opens up within that is just so beautiful and unimaginable in 3D, but in 5D or the in-between that we are or whatever, it's just, it's true magic. It's
well,
true
you
magic.
Know, the way that happens is so incredible, because if you have two people, it's 1 + 1 = 2. And
mm-hmm.
if you have four people, it's 2 × 2.
Yeah, it's exponentialized.
You know, 2 × 2 × 2 ×, you know, it multiplies, it doubles. Every
yeah, it exponentializes.
Joins. So, you know, by the time you even have six people together, you've got the equivalent of 100 people. Mm-hmm. And
right.
when you get 1,000 people, well, it goes up into the millions. And it's so quick. It's so huge. And the light
yeah.
that it generates is incredible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that
yeah.
is, you know, it's not just, oh, who little me? It's you plus so many other people. And together you make this incredible light that is so strong and so full of love.
Right. We are changing the world. We are doing
yeah.
this. We are all doing this,
moment
each one of us.
Moment. And it's getting lighter and lighter, and people are waking up and waking up. It's exciting to see it happen, because I've been doing this since 1962. So I'm an old, experienced person.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I've watched people wake up, and it keeps multiplying and happening. To, you know, more and more people are waking up, and they're waking other people up, and it just keeps generating and multiplying. And I feel so confident that, you know, there, it's a very quick thing that is happening.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's like a 100th monkey syndrome.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
That as more and more people do it, it starts to change the paradigm. And,
yes.
And you're not going to Louisville, Kentucky, are you?
We have somebody here from there. We have somebody here from there. Yes, from Louisville.
And I
we have people from Iowa. We have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, one of the great things about Carla is that she's kind of disabled right now. Temporarily disabled, and she's stuck in a bed, and she's been stuck in a bed probably for quite some time. How long, Carla?
2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 years.
It's just temporary, and it goes so quickly, and I've learned so much on the inner during this time, so I'm sure
but you know what?
For everything.
Exactly. I went through that for about 4.5 years, about 10 years ago. A little over 10 years ago, I was down for about 4.5 years and could barely move. And it was the most powerful, explorative, opening time. And I knew it going through it, even though, you know, it was not something that you seemingly would have chose. Yeah. It is something that's absolutely a gift. Everything is a gift. Everything has a gift within it if you choose to see it.
That's
and, cool. Yeah. So it was hugely opening, so I understand what you're talking about.
Now, I want you to know, Terry doesn't talk much, but she listens really well.
Terry,
I have to encourage her to talk. Any comments on your side, Terry?
Well, it's like the energy will grow. I was just looking here, like Matthew Beal, dedicated in service to the law of one. And so I'll check out some more about your group.
Mm-hmm. Is Matthew Beal one of the radio hosts?
I am, yes. I am. Is that
you
what you're asking? Yeah.
Matthew Beal.
Oh, Matthew Beal. Oh, I love Matthew Beal. In fact, Darius, the guy that you were just talking to, he and Matthew are on the same show. And Matthew and I have had Skype calls and talked, and I just adore him. I love Matthew.
All right.
It's wonderful to get together with other people who have awakened because there's so much love. You just can hardly hold it.
Yeah, I know. I've been overflowing with tears, and I'm not a crier, but I've been overflowing with tears for the last couple of days. They just and it feels so good, to be honest.
Because I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot of releasing, and it allows flow. You know, when you start releasing,
so much healing.
Yeah, that's what's going on. You know, since this is still fairly new, there's a lot of old, deep stuff coming up. To be handled and dealt with, but in the space of love. So, you know, a lot of people have been going through cleansing and doing that in a group of people who they know that you get them, they get you, and they just hold the space, and we've just been moving through so many, and we know that we're also doing this multidimensionally. We're doing it for the earth. We're doing it multidimensionally. We're healing for all that is, for the law of one, for one.
Yeah. All is one.
That's right. There is nothing else. There's nothing outside of the one. All is in.
it chokes me up myself to connect with you guys because you're doing it right. So often, you know, people don't do it right. not that you can do it wrong, everyone does it right, but, you know, it becomes, how can I say it, they get caught up in their own mission, they get, you know, self-aggrandizing, they get egotistical, particularly when they start to get a lot of people paying attention to them. And it's so nice to collaborate with people who are doing it right. Because when that kind of collaboration happens,
it sends ripples throughout creation. Yeah.
You know, I met Carla when I was first writing the book about David Wilcock.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to say, can this be real? Can this be real? Can this be real? It was so like science fiction, the whole story of the graduation of the Earth and these group souls and how the universe works. And I was studying the raw material, and I had to go meet Carla. And she was giving a talk in Laughlin, Nevada at a UFO convention. And so I went there, and we have been developing a friendship and our own collaboration ever since then. And it's so wonderful to work with her because...
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We're both individuals. We both have our unique expressions in what we do. But there's absolutely no competition or worrying about who's looking good or who's not looking good. It's doing it in service for humanity, for the oneness, for the universe, even, you know?
Right, exactly.
And, it's like I feel like you're melding into our family. I'm looking forward. We'll end up being on your shows.
We are all uniting now. We are all uniting. We are all coming together.
Yeah. It's exciting to collaborate. And of course, Carla is the one that, are you familiar with the word wanderer in the raw material?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Wanderers in the raw material are beings from the raw group, entities, that chose to reincarnate again, to take bodies, to be of service. And according to the raw material, 90% of those wanderers lose themselves once they get here. And they probably know that, but there's a good chance of that. But they do it anyway, because if they didn't do it, the realm would crash into the negative. That's what saves our realm. All the wanderers that have chosen.
And I think these wanderers are starting to awaken now, too. Maybe they lost themselves for a while, but I really think that those wanderers are awakening now as well.
Right.
And we're recognizing each other.
It's we who are awakening them by setting the example of how it can actually be. You know, not just talking about it, but doing it, living it, acting it, and demonstrating it, and people feel it. People feel it, and it gives them a cellular awakening. So it's exciting to have you on. And
thank you for having us on, and we really look forward to sharing our space with you as well. I think there's so much that can be learned and shared. Obviously, there is, because just from this short time I was in your presence earlier today, I had so many energetic awakenings. They were just energetic. For me, when that happens to me, it's like, yes, 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 pay attention.
Yes. Well, you know, I think what's really cool about what we do is that we have, Carla and I and the people in our group and Terry, we have learned how to connect energetically with these group souls. And you know how you're saying if two people get together, then it's four and it increases exponentially? We've learned that we can get together and these group souls will also show up energetically. And they may be doing it for you as well I mean, you don't have to actually name them to have them do it, because they watch for circumstances of high intention, and they support the energy of it. But yeah. We've got it down where it's, what's the word? They're talking to us. They're
right.
Present. People feel the energies. And either we're some of the biggest nutcases on the planet, or we're not, but, you know, certain
right.
people might look at it that way, you know. But, or we are doing something extraordinary, because this is how a small group of people can really, really make a huge impact. Because so many people are looking for this, and they can't find it. So there has to be billboards up. There has to be something for people to reach and grab so they can hold on and say, yes, this is it. This is what
yeah.
I've been looking for. And it's like if somebody, wanderers don't usually awaken unless they find a billboard. And then they find the resonance. And so it's
right.
so wonderful that you're doing that. You know?
I know, one thing we've been trying to do more and more is actually have more gatherings, because
mm-hmm.
when you've spent a couple of days in the presence of people who all have your back, who all love you, who all are for you, who all understand what you're talking about, is
mm-hmm.
the most incredible thing, and it feels like you're in heaven. It really does. It just
It does. Can I tell you a story about, sorry to, I started a group myself, guided by spirit. I could feel the prompting. It was one of those deals where, it was one of those promptings where I just couldn't ignore it. The synchronicities were too, like, in your face kind of thing. And I started a group on meetup.com, which is a worldwide internet site that anybody can start a group and gather for any particular reason, and they're all over the world in every city. And you know, I'm from the Frederick, Maryland area, and there were probably, I don't know, 150 or 200 or 300 to choose from. And I was told to start one of my own, and I called it Soul Journey. And I put a one paragraph message on there that basically said, this is what I'm interested in. I'm interested in exploring the journey of the soul, and I'd like to share that with you. And over 4 years, I have people, we met every other week, and I've met hundreds of people just in my area, my small area, and they were thrilled because they were hungry to meet up as well. They were hungry
mm-hmm.
to talk about this. There are people sitting out there that you have no clue are just waiting to hear and to talk and to gather. And, you know, it's still spinning off friendships and other groups. It's something that will never end. It's like the butterfly effect. So everything is possible. It's all out there. We just need to actually physically make it happen, which we're doing.
What city did you say you were in?
A town called Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland. You know, I'm
yeah,
from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That, yeah.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I when I sent out the notice for today's talk, I put some quotes in there that I thought were really good. And here's a couple of them. I'll give you a couple because they're cute. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
I love it.
And here's another one. The life you have led doesn't have to be the only life you have.
Exactly.
Lasso was one of my favorites. Those of you who are interested, there's a book called The Tao Te Ching, which is a book. There was this Chinese, I won't call it, he was beyond a philosopher, but he seemed to have all this wisdom. And before he died, they said, would you write down all your wisdom for us? And it came out to be The Tao Te Ching. And
mm-hmm.
so this was one of the things from Lasso. A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving.
Exactly.
And
I love Lao Tzu. I've been quoting him for quite some time on
on Facebook, and it's just so beautiful and interesting that we're all coming together and we all have gone through the journey and gathered so much of similar knowledge, and now we're coming together to expand it. And so you know, this is just growing. I love that we're sitting here talking about this, and everybody's like, "Let's go, let's do this."
All right. Well, you know what? We're coming to the end of our show. It's 7:58. We're supposed to be off at 7:55, but they usually let us stay a little longer. Give that place again where people can send donations, okay?
Okay, it's called 5D. That's a 5, not a, you don't write it out. It's a 5D Media Network. And if you get on that page, when you get on that page, you'll see a little thing on the right-hand side called Opal Tour. When you click on that, it'll bring you to the whole page. You can read about it, and there's a donation button there.
Opal Tour, O-P-A-L, right?
O-P-A-L Tour, T-O-U-R.
Opal Tour.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a chance to figure out why you called it the Opal Tour, but we'll save
that
for
next. Oh, yeah, it's one people. I mentioned it earlier. It's one people absent limit.
Okay, Opal. O period, P period, A period, O period. Okay. Well, Judy, thank you for being here. Bob's brother, is he still listening?
No, he's gone off. It's Bob's nephew. His name is Darius. He's a wonderful young soul.
Darius,
I will tell him you said yes.
And just tell Lisa and Bob how much we enjoyed you. And we're going to be, if you stay another day, I don't know if I have your email. I gave you my business card, I think.
Oh, yeah, let me give it to you if you want to. It's just my name, Judy Jandora, J-A-N-D-O-R-A, at gmail.com.
Okay, good.
And it's also on the
website. It's also on the website. All right, good.
Yes.
All right. And, guys, anything you want to say before we... I should let you participate a little more. Anything to share, Hives?
I'm glad the background. I love to every one of you. I did send you an email, Judy.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Hives. I appreciate that. And hopefully, it's been funny because I used to live my life on the internet, and since I've been on the tour, it's like it's been 5 days since I've been on it. It's
right.
So weird.
We gotta get off. CBS has to do their next show. So,
all right, thank you so much for having us.
It's my honor to have you, and thank you for doing what you're doing, and I'm sure we'll be keeping in touch.
Absolutely.
I'm muting everybody. Here we go.